USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is trying to close a digital divide. During an event in the Rose Garden, Biden and Vice President Harris are unveiling plans to broaden discounted high-speed internet service to low-income Americans. 20 top internet providers have agreed to either increase speeds or cut prices to qualified households. Police in the Bahamas are releasing the identities of three American tourists who died at a Sandals resort. The Commissioner of Police, Paul Roll, saying a couple from Tennessee and a man from Florida died over the weekend after complaining of extreme nausea and vomiting, and they're sifting through evidence.
Department of Environmental Health is still on scene, as well as we have some presence of officers, and that area is still preserved.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Russian ambassador to Poland has a run-in with anti-war protesters.
Russia's ambassador to Poland was bombarded with red paint on Monday as he arrived at a ceremony where Soviet soldiers who died during World War II are buried. Ambassador Sergei Andreev had red paint on his clothes and face as demonstrators who opposed Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine protested around him, some carrying Ukrainian flags and not nice things to say. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The first tropical wave of the season is forming in the Atlantic. Officials with the National Hurricane Center say the waves developed Sunday near the west coast of Africa. The formation of the wave comes just 3 weeks ahead of the official start of hurricane season on June 1st. The Florida Division of Emergency Management took to Twitter to remind residents that now is the time to start building their disaster supply kits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A pandemic-era order known as Title 42 that denies some illegal immigrants asylum because of public health concerns is set to expire near the end of the month. There's bipartisan concern that this could lead to an influx of illegal immigrants across the U.S.-Mexico border. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the White House is not discouraging illegal immigration.
We have an immigration system. You know, we're very generous. 1 million people a year come to this country after waiting maybe a decade on a green card. But we have to have rules and a process by which we decide who comes in, when they come in, how they come in. And that involves obviously telling some people they can't come in, at least not yet. And that's why you have a border, and that's why you have border security.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is in its 10th week. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says that Russia is trying to break Ukraine's spirit while Ukrainians are focusing on breaking down Russia's army.
This has changed from a war in which we thought Russia was going to win into one in which we think the Ukrainians can win. And I'll point out, the Russians are killing civilians, the Ukrainians are killing Russian tanks.
A missing Alabama corrections officer and escaped murder suspect's alleged getaway vehicle is on its way back to Lauderdale County, Alabama. Officer Vicky White disappeared with inmate Casey White 10 days ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.